Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 29th of September. We'll just pretend it's Tuesday, the 28th, won't we? We'll just have a pretend because I said I'll be back Tuesday and I didn't. I was working my way through spreadsheets and time just passed me by. But I had quite a big job I had to get done before later this week. So apologies for that. All got petrol, have we? All got fuel? You see, if you think back to these pods, November 2019, when I was like Nostradamus, I told you all, it's all going to go to shit. And you're never ever going to have a situation now where people stand up and go, no, I was wrong about that. We are going to have this constant wave in England of, or UK, of bickering about all these things, blaming it on Brexit, COVID, and the people who love Brexit all stick to that it's Brexit's, not Brexit's fault. The Remainers will stick to the fact that everything is Brexit's fault. The government will blame COVID for everything because they don't admit to anything. We are in an absolute shit show in this country and you can all sit there doing what you want. I'm telling you now, it's only going to get fucking worse. Note the date of this pod. Christmas is going to be a fucking absolute onslaught of shit. As we can't get hold of anything and it's all going to be queues and fucking panic buying for that. The fucking people don't help, the media don't help. It is an absolute fucking shit show. I'm not sure what's declined quicker, the fucking UK or Tottenham Hotspur. It's a fucking battle to the bottom between both of them. We are in an absolute race to the bottom. I look at this government, which without a shadow of a doubt are the worst fucking government of my lifetime, and then I look at Labour and they cannot lay a fucking glove on them, and you just think they're all self-serving, in it for themselves, fucking cocks. If I wasn't going to be the new James Bond, I would have set up a new party, but I'll be gone soon because I'll be the... They've got to ask me, haven't they? New Bond. I'm the absolute... I'm cut out for it. Going to see that at the weekend with my boy and is going about six of us going to that. Looking forward to that. I'm a bit of a Bondy. I like Bond. So there you go. Yes. What an absolute shit show. I haven't got any fuel. I went to three garages yesterday. No fuel. Thought, fuck that. Absolute waste of time. Sam's coming home Monday. If I can't pick her up, she'll have to walk, won't she? Can't get any fuel. Absolute fucking mess, honestly. It is an absolute mess. And I just love people. I love all the fucking numpties. Absolutely fucking brain dead. Who don't research anything, just jumping on fucking talking shit about stuff. And read the lorry driver. Let's just put the wages up. Just have a look at that. Have a fucking look at the economics of that. Look what it actually does. Yes, it's fantastic in principle. Have higher wages, pay more. It's fantastic. But look at the fucking long-term economics. It's mathematics. Look at what it does. It's a fucking something that's got to be phased in over a very, very long period of time. You can't just suddenly say to everybody, well, just fucking pay them more and that will solve it. It will not solve it. You are fucking stupid. Just like bringing people over from till Christmas Eve from the EU, these 5,000 visas won't solve it. You're fucking stupid. That's what you are. And I'm going to start calling people stupid because we had all that during the Brexit thing. Don't call me an idiot. This country is full of fucking imbeciles, fucking idiots and fucking stupid twats. That is what it's full of. And that's half the reason why we've got a problem. Absolute fucking brain dead arseholes. And just need to see what's happened in the last few weeks, despite numerous people saying if people fill up normally, fucking queues and mile long queues of petrol. A friend of mine who did need petrol, the woman in front of him put £6.67 in. £6 fucking 67. So either she's got a fucking driving a fucking Tonka toy, or she had plenty of fuel and doesn't need to go and top my tank up to the very top because I've done 20 miles. We are a bunch of fucking imbecilic twats in this country, bar me. There you go. That's that bit done. Beautiful. Spurs are shit. Messi, good goal last night, wasn't it? Very good goal. That, he's still got it. The boys, the greatest of all time, has still got it. Yeah, that'll get him going. Ronaldo's the best. Ronaldo's the best. Fuck off. Messi is fucking quality. Scouser's stuff, Porto. Oh, Sheriff, the Sheriff's beat Real Madrid. I didn't see that, but that I only spotted that this morning. It was 1-1, I think, when I lost interest. And Atletico Madrid, I see, nicked a winner as well in the 97th minute or whatever. Suarez. Not a tournament I keep involved in, is it? Mickey Mouse, Champions League. No one's interested. Right, we're coming to a quiet period. Obviously, we've got this week. I've got a really busy week this week. I am probably, Sam's coming back Monday, I'm going to be honest, I'm probably going to take next week off completely. It's international break, so I'm probably just going to down tools. There's some bits around the house we want to do still. Obviously, I haven't seen her for a couple of weeks, so we might go out a couple of days. So I am going to, I've given myself a holiday. I'm going to down tools and pack up next week. And then I'll be back ready for the second week. 100-day challenge will keep going. Obviously, won't be much. We'll have bets Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably. And then that'll quieten down. I will do a couple of videos, a couple more videos for you summer school people over the international break. And I will do a Zoom for Ultimate when football resumes. And we move into Poisson. I did give you two at the weekend, Coventry and over 2.5 at Bournemouth, both of which gamble landed. We got some top 20s on the golf in the Telegram group. If people haven't seen that, they've been going well. NFL's going well. It's all rolling along quite nicely. And just following on from Monday, I had a bit of feedback into Monday. As I say, these things are hard. It is a matter I need to get some time, which I might do in the international break as well, to sit and do some written blogs. I did one, but just to expand this idea out. I find it really difficult talking about it. I learn by doing. Actually trying to teach somebody that just by talking to them without any visual aid, I find quite difficult. But this focus on one thing and one element of what you're doing and becoming the fox and hedgehog, becoming a master. Somebody, Klaus, emailed me a book, which I have actually read, and it is a really good book. I can't remember that we kind of put it in when I did the book reviews in lockdown, but it is a really good book. It's only $4.99 on Kindle from Amazon, called The One Thing by Gary Keller. And it's a bit of a sort of goals book, which is all about focus, really. You want fewer distractions, less clutter and crap in your life that stress you out, and better productivity, really. This called The One Thing by Gary Keller, and it is all that sort of, I think overwhelming would be the phrase. I think gambling, a lot of what we talk about and stuff I do, and you see the sheets and this, that and the other, it can be overwhelming. This is just a book to help you sort of cut through that and master, as he called it, I think, master what matters. So that's a good book that people may want to read, as I say, if I were on Kindle. I don't know how much the other ones are. I'm a Kindle man, so you may want to, somebody may want to get that. The One Thing, Gary Keller. We'll start doing recipes. We better do Christmas dinners now. We're going to have to cook it in October and freeze it. And we cook it, plate it up, freeze it, put it in the freezer, all take it out and microwave it at Christmas. That's where we're headed. Fucking shambles, honestly. This fucking shit show of a country. Absolute fucking carsy it's becoming. I can't wait. Oh, and Lingfield, Lingfield, dealing with them has been hard work. I've finally had an email yesterday from them, so I'm going to look at that and sort that out next week when I've got more time. Go through, I think I've got menus and everything and stuff to sort out. So those of you I've emailed about coming to Lingfield, I will sort all that out with you this week and take some payment for that. I'll settle that up next week. Right. Nothing tonight for me in the football. If I was going to have anything at all, and it is very, very slim mention, it would be over 1.5 goals at Millwall versus Bristol City. We've got a few championship games, and then we've obviously got the Champions League and the MLS overnight, which I've got nothing in. So that's it. So I will be back on Friday with Scott for preview. See if we've got a fill your boots weekend. I haven't even started to look yet. And as always, if you've got any questions on that, perhaps next week and the week after will be a good time to email me, and I can work through stuff. As I say, it won't be next week, but the week after
Before football resumes, I can have a couple of days and go over and help people out then.
Have a lovely little Wednesday, and I'll be back with you all Friday, unless I'm stuck in a queue for fuel. See you later.